Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Everything Action Review Cast. I'm your host, Zach. Just then, we have Chris
Hello.
and Joe.
Assemble.
Which team are you? It is officially summer blockbuster season.
Yeah.
It's been kicked off by Captain America: Civil War, which is what we are talking about for this review cast. Making tons of money. I think it's already close to $1 billion already worldwide.
Zillion.
Yeah. We're gonna dive into everything Civil War here. So spoilers, if you haven't seen the movie, go pause it and go watch it because it's amazing. So
Yeah, don't listen to us, motherfucker. Go see the goddamn movie.
yeah. I think we all agree that it's pretty goddamn awesome.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
I'm still trying to figure out. I mean, it's definitely top five. It might even be top three for me as far as like Marvel movies. I'm just it's like it's really like those top ones are like it's so close.
Oh yeah, I definitely need to see it again to like
Yeah.
place it, you know? But I agree.
It's like this Winter Soldier, Guardians, and the First Avengers are like the ones that keep are like jostling around.
Yeah, I don't know if anything's gonna beat the first Avengers just because of like the novelty of it,
You know,
you
like just
know, and like what it
the
meant.
miracle of it being made.
Right. Oh, precisely. But I mean, if one movie was gonna topple it, like, fuck me, this came pretty goddamn close. You know, like I can't really think of another that I'd be comfortable saying that.
See, I don't know where you guys want to start with talking about Civil War, but
Well, I think general reactions was definitely a good place to start. I think we can agree that we obviously, like we just established, like we all loved it, even if it's not like unanimously our number one Marvel movie. But who knows? Like it might become that. Like I said,
Yeah.
I definitely need to see it again. I would like to see it again, also not in IMAX 3D, because as cool as that is, like it's also just inherently distracting, you know?
Yeah.
Like it really is. Like it's not a perfect technology. And again, as cool as it is, it's kind of like.
I really like, 'cause I saw it in RPX, like the Regal, which
Cool.
I really liked. I've seen like two movies in it now. Like I like it, 'cause it's not as like crazy overwhelming as like IMAX, but it's still bigger than like a big normal screen. So it's like a nice like middle ground.
Yeah, we have something like that down here too in Florida. Like there's like a chain of theaters called Cinemark, and they basically have like their Cinemark XD screen where it's like they've got a really great sound system and it's like just a huge goddamn screen with like the DLP projection and all that stuff, but it's not IMAX. So it's nice. Like it's luxurious, but it's not like Jesus Christ, like what do I do? You know? So that's nice. I probably should have seen it in like non-3D first, but whatever. That doesn't really matter too much.
Still awesome.
Oh, still tremendous. And it was also really sweet, just a quick tangent before we get into the movie, to see you guys had a Doctor Strange preview
Yes,
before.
yep.
Okay. Yeah, it was very cool to see other people's reactions. Like, for instance, Shanna had never, my girlfriend had never heard of Doctor Strange, right? I would say, along with like probably 70% of the people in the theater, there was a lot of casual fans because I saw it on a Saturday afternoon. But yeah, like just to see their reactions, like they weren't like, oh, cool, Doctor Strange. They're like, what? And then they're like, ooh, like by the end of it, they're like, that looks cool.
Yep.
So that was very, very encouraging. And I definitely got like a, at the risk of sounding like a total freaking loser, I got a little bit of a chill when you see seeing him walking up that flight of steps, you know, at the very end. Like seeing it on my little like Mac screen is one thing, but seeing it in a theater like with people reacting to it, like that was pretty sweet. So I'm definitely more excited now for Doctor Strange. So that's cool.
But yeah, that's the future of Phase 3. So let's talk about
Oh
the
yeah.
kickoff
Oh
of
yeah.
Phase 3, which is the Civil War. I mean, I'm not really sure. Well, do you want? Because do you have any like general
So
thoughts before you want?
first of all, it's an Avengers movie. Like,
Oh
let's just get
yeah,
that.
100%.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
out of the way. Like this is Captain America in the chronology of things. You
Yeah.
know, like it's the next Captain America movie, and yeah, I guess it's mainly through the lens of Captain America, and it's a Captain America centric
It
story.
does like if like it's Team Cap a little bit biased, but I mean,
totally.
But
totally.
What the one thing, like one of the things that I thought was they handled really well is like both sides have like very valid points, and
Completely.
You can go either, like you could, like root for either side, and it's perfectly in line for like their character, like both Iron Man and Captain America's characters, for like what they've been through in the last like 13 movies or 12 movies however it's been.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like Tony Stark isn't a villain.
No.
You know, like, it's very I thought it was easier in the comics to think like, wow, Tony's kind of a dick.
Yep.
You know. But in this it's kind of like, you know, yeah, he has the emotional attachment with the and that happens in politics all the goddamn time too, by the way, when they like put one victim up on a pedestal or whatever and it becomes like this is going to be Janie's law and everyone's like, "Oh, you voted against Janie's law, you monster."
Yeah.
You know? So it's kind of cool how they put that in there too, just to kind of humanize it, and you really do get to see his struggle. Like, fuck, like obviously he's the one who helped assemble the Avengers, so he's pro Avengers. Like no one's disputing the fact that Tony Stark knows how important they are, but at the same time, like he's also multi-billionaire head of a major corporation, so like he kind of gets the value of PR, you know, of like good publicity. And he's like, damn, we can't just be getting like shit on all the time with like body counts, you know.
And he's also like, he's reeling from like the guilt of like making Ultron.
1,000%.
It's like I have to like I fucking made this homicidal robot that like destroyed a country. I have to like I have to do something to like make up for that.
I basically single-handedly almost ended the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, about that.
And then Cap's point, too, is like, very understandable of, like, if they get put under the UN, like, what if something happens and the UN's like, nah, you guys won't be able to do that, or we don't need to send you there, and then something horrible happens, and they weren't there.
Right.
Or if, like, UN's like, you need to go to, like, Iraq and help Iraq,
yes.
Whatever. It's like,
precisely.
I don't think we should be getting there. It's like, it's like, we don't care, go there.
Well, that's another thing, too, is that when you look at this, when you look at Winter Soldier, that was super political in the sense that, like, Captain America inherently, yes, he's patriotic, but he's always had a very sort of, like, libertarian sort of spin on him, especially in the more contemporary comics of the last, like, 20 or 30 years. So, with this movie, I mean, with Winter Soldier, it was a lot more, like, does S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, who polices, who watches the Watchmen, like that sort of thing, which is a super inherently libertarian sort of argument where it's like, well, who's policing the police, who's governing the government, blah, blah, blah. And this, it was more like, well, what the fuck? Like, the UN isn't even a sovereign nation. So, like, what the hell is that about? Like, we don't have a one world government and we don't have a one world, like, system of running, so isn't it kind of weird for them to come together? And yes, they can send us to places we don't want to go and keep us from going places we feel we need to be, but at the same time it's also kind of like, well, who isn't it weird that we're giving them this power? And he has a line in there too about everybody having agendas and agendas can change.
Yeah,
and like
because Cap's seen like World War II,
Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler. Yeah, Hitler, Red Skull, and then the most recent, like, the fact that, like, Hydra infiltrated, like, every aspect of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the government, and...
Yeah, minor detail,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, so you could say that he's got a little bit of experience with, you know, tyranny.
So the reasons for why they fight was very, very well done. And it's also great, like, it's a slow build to like, a fight, too, where it's, like, they try to talk it out, and then the whole thing with Bucky happens, and then... It's like the airport fight, which is like they don't really. It's not like it's more like a skirmish. It's like we're not gonna like kill each other. We're just like trying to like stop them from doing this, and then it builds like the final fight where it's just like trying to murder each other.
Yeah, well, that's the thing too. Like, obviously, the commercials are all showing, you know, the airport fight, and obviously, we'll get to that, you know, as we move through the plot a little bit more. But like, that definitely is to me the most like action packed sequence, without a doubt. Like, that's like the marquee, like, climax sort of thing that you go to see. But yeah, like, the real fight is between Captain America and Iron Man, and like, yeah, Bucky's there, but like, the symbolism of it and the brutality of it really it nothing's more brutal, like you said, mm-hmm. than when Iron Man and Captain America come to blows at the end. But what I really loved so much about, again, how they set up the dynamic between the sides, both sides have a point. We established that. And they did a very good job of making it more, you know, a little bit, yes, it's still kind of pro-Cap, obviously. And I think that that's kind of the point, is to make it pro-Cap. But what I really enjoyed about it is that they go, there's so much tension throughout the movie, like where it starts as a, we can't agree on whether or not signing this is the right thing to do. Then they have the fight. But, you know, as they mentioned during the battle, like, well, you know, we're going easy on them. Maybe it's time to not go easy on them anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. And you even see that with, to cut ahead a little bit, you even see that with Hawkeye and Black Widow, where Hawkeye gets called out on pulling his punches, you know, mm-hmm. and he's like, we're still friends after this, right? So there's that going on. But then towards the end, like, it looks like they're about to resolve shit, you know, and then we'll get to this later. But like, then there's that discovery mm-hmm. about Tony's parent, about Tony's past, and everything falls apart, yep. you know, like there's that kind of like wink and a smile contract. You know, it's like, yeah, we'll figure this out. Like, I'm sure we'll be able to talk this out and make some amendments. And I was like, you motherfucker, you knew about this? Death! You know? I'm gonna kill your friend. So I liked that because I was like, oh, look, they're friends again. Then I was like, fuck, no, they're not. Then by the end, you're kind of like, ah, you know what? I think they'll be okay.
Well, that's probably a good transition to, we can talk about Zemo.
Yeah.
I forgot he was there. There was like no commercials with him at all.
They kind of like hit. They didn't mention like Zemo. Like the main focus of the trailers and stuff was like Cap versus Iron Man. But yeah, but Zemo is like behind the scenes, kind of like manipulating things, like
the puppet master.
Yeah, much like Lex Luthor was in Batman v Superman. But I think Zemo's plan is a little bit more like, you understand what is going on more, and, like, it was like, a little bit more thought out than Lex Luthor's plan of just, like, throw things at them.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was you understand, like, why he's doing it, too, because, like, his family got killed during Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
And it was awesome, like, it's awesome, too, because, like, he's, like, just kind of, like, you're trying to figure out, like, what the hell he's doing, because it's, like, he's trying to like get like an army of Winter Soldiers.
Yeah.
For some reason, then there's an
because you know the first one worked so well.
He actually did. Like Bucky was like,
oh yeah, for like 30 years.
Yeah.
34. No,
the world's most deadly assassin. Yeah.
50 years of it, but it's like.
And then there's four more Buckys, like.
Yeah, but I'm confused about when they recruited them because that was the twist that was new. And I thought, like, holy shit, maybe, like, these were going to be, like, a Hydra supergroup that like, was the prelude to the enhanced groups, you know? Mm-hmm. You know how, like, Hydra had they figured out how to do enhancements, like, and that's why Wanda and Maximoff were, like, the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, more of that, like, for that technology. So
yeah, that's
like,
to the next level.
But then it's like, nope, like, it's just people in jars. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but that was like so they building up like a mystery of like what Zemo is doing, like what why he wants Bucky and all stuff, and then there's an amazing twist where it's like they get to like the Winter Soldier base and it's like Zemo killed all the Winter Soldiers. He's like, oh, you thought I wanted more of you? Like, no, I just wanted to like I wanted you all in one place so I could show you this evidence.
I could show you this video.
Yeah.
You want to come to my house and watch this video with me, like the snuff porn?
This beta tape I found.
With a label on it that says terrible secret, yes. Do not watch.
Yeah.
So
I thought his plan was like was really well done, and then like the fact that he kind of won too, like well he basically achieved what he set out to do.
Yeah. Well, and I think this is a good place to bring up Black Panther as well, mm-hmm. because I thought I'm wearing like a Black Panther hat after coming out of that movie, because they did such a great fucking job.
Yes. Like, with Black Panther. Like, that is exactly what I want Black Panther to be. Like,
yeah.
He's, like super, like, poised and diplomatic and regal when he's, like, T'Challa, yes. But then when he puts on the Black Panther suit, he's just, like, just like fury. The fucking like badass, most badass warrior on the planet. Like,
yeah, pretty much. He's basically like James Bond and like Batman and like yep. King Arthur. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even know how else to fucking put it. Yeah, but, like, so they did a great job of making you care about him. Without building on, like, there's just enough, like, Wakanda backstory.
Yeah.
You know, to make it, like, mysterious and interesting, but they don't try to, like, explain it too much.
Here's
and, like,
a flashback we'll get to the... about Wakanda.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, you know, and just the fact that, like, his father, spoiler alerts, like we said, is, like, you know, assassinated right before his eyes like that. Like, well, there's his motivation, you know, like, that's... Yeah. That's motivation as old as time, you know? So you don't need to, like, ask, like, why does he do what he does, you know? But having said that, I think with his, like, wisdom and, like you said, his poise and how regal he is and what a strong warrior he is, that, like, having him talk to Zemo at the end of the movie and be the one who stops him from, you know, when he tries to take the coward's way out, mm-hmm. which we'll get to, like... I think it was so much more significant that it was him and not Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America would have been too much, I think.
It's too much. And like Black Panther really is, they're both victims, you know, because like Zemo lost his family, but Black Panther lost his dad because of Zemo. So he's basically saying, like, that line he has about like the living not being done with him.
Yeah.
Like, that was awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, that was real. Like, I heard that. I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I
feel like I've also heard that too. I think I've heard that in more like supernatural movies where it's like the living aren't done. Like, ah.
And then Zemo says, sometimes dead is better.
or like, I thought like Black Panther was going to call upon like an African ghost monster or something like that. You know, I was like, oh, this is going to get weird.
Yeah,
you know, like usually that the living aren't done is like, and then like a zombie shows up. Like usually that's how it goes. That kind of line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and just like the Black Panther suit looked awesome too. And then just the fact that like there's that part where like he's just like he's getting shot and just like, nothing happened. He's just like, what the fuck is? What are you guys trying to do? Like, I'm bulletproof, motherfuckers. Like.
Yeah. Goddamn! Like the whole vibranium suit thing that was. I mean, you know it's coming, but just, like, the execution, like, he's getting shot at with a 50 caliber, you know, machine gun, basically, out of that helicopter, and he just kind of, like, looks up like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm the Black Panther, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's like, bitch, guns cannot hurt me. Yeah, so the whole, you know, talking about Black Panther, there's obviously the setup. Because we know, you know, the Winter Soldier is framed for the murder of King T'Chaka, of Black Panther's father. Which I thought was, you know, no pun intended, executed very well. Like, it was a sad scene, you know. I liked that it just kind of ended in tragedy. It wasn't like a bomb went off. Avengers, assemble! Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they just let it be, like, sad. And then they did such a great job of building the tension with that phone call, you know, between Black Widow and Cap and all that stuff. Like, you really see the storm coming, and that was very well done. And that was not lost on the audience, for sure. Another thing, too, is, you know, Agent Carter... R.I.P.
Oh, yeah. Again, I don't. The Russos just have this weird, like, they just love digging that knife in. Like,
yeah. They love how like we like her. They're like, well, guess what? Now she's dead.
It's like, they gave her Alzheimer's in fucking Winter Soldier. Now they just kill her in this one.
Yeah, I was really sad.
Yeah, and also Howard Stark just getting like just punched in the face to death. Oh my, that was like that was fucking brutal. Like.
But guys, it had jokes.
Yep.
It had jokes, guys. It was a family movie.
Yeah.
So actually, before we get too far off, like the like reveals, let's go back to how they reconnect Winter Soldier with Frank. What's his face coming back?
Crossbones, yeah.
Castle.
That
Crossbones.
The Punisher bones.
Punisher bones.
Yeah.
That opening was fucking awesome.
Yeah. That was really cool,
especially just like everyone's like Well, Cap, but then everyone else is like the way they like took out the guy, like all the like crossbones, like henchmen, is just like Cap's like punching them through like walls and like just like it's just, it's like I think the guys who directed John Wick did like the like second unit stuff for this one.
Yes.
So it's got that like crystal clear like brutal like fight scene from like style from like John Wick.
Yes.
And then they somehow found even more like awesome uses for like Cap's shield and stuff in this one.
A lot more bounce.
Yep.
That was cool.
And then Falcon has like a ton more tricks. Like I love like he like uses his wings to like as like a bulletproof shield basically.
Yeah, his redesign is less like of a jet or a jetpack to actually be like
wings.
a new thing.
Yeah.
I think even his comic version didn't even have that for a while. Oh. Like,
well, he had like I've seen the red like kind of like weird like the, I don't know what metal they were or if they even were metal, but the red wings that he had.
The original 70s one he had.
Yeah.
I think they were just like wingsuit, like parachute people do, like a wingsuit thing. That's kind of what it was. But they definitely made the metal version makes more sense, and the fact that he could do like way more things besides like, you know, hover and kick people in the face with it.
Yeah, like he does like that like flip move and stuff, and like a flip in like in one spot and like kicks a guy through like a off a roof and stuff, and like just. And,
what about his new pet bird?
Oh, yeah, like the drone Red Wing, which it's awesome that they somehow figured out a way to have like Red Wing in the movie, but not be like an actual falcon, like a pet falcon, because that would make no sense. But
well, it would be funny.
He's
if it was,
cute,
like,
isn't he? Pet him. I'm not gonna pet him.
I'm like, when he said that, I was like, that's his dick. That's his metaphorical dick.
Pet it.
It's just so, it's like a falcon just like flies out and they're facing off with like Zemo or something, and it's a falcon just flies in, just like claws his eyes out or something.
Yeah.
The job saved again by Red Wing.
I'm like, that was brutal.
But yeah, and then in the opening sequence, but then also like for every action sequence, like there's like they do a great job of just like teaming up and like combining everybody. Like in the opening, there's like, the part where like Scarlet Witch like throws Cap to like the second story.
Yeah, like this is the perfect like it's
just
the
like
third,
we practiced.
Mm-hmm.
It's the third, you know, sort of Avengers meetup or whatever. Like it's a third like showing of it. So by now, like they aren't clumsy where like they don't quite know how to do superpowers together.
Yeah, Cap's team has been training since Age of Ultron, so.
And, like, way more effective when Cap's leading it than when Tony was kind of, like, you know, I guess co-leading it.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, yeah, it's like, yeah, they face off with Crossbones, who has, like, a crazy, like, mech suit, I guess, or, like, an exosuit.
Yeah, exosuit, yeah. I would say. I actually was like, man, I hope he comes back, and I'm like, uh-oh.
And then he blew up.
Once he said, I'm taking you with me, I was like, shit, you're going to be the speedball of this part, aren't you?
Well, he would be like he would be like the supernova or whatever that guy was, the Nova
Speedball.
No, well, no, isn't like because no, like the bad guy Nova blew up in this comic, right?
I thought it was like, speed. He hit Speedball. He made Speedball explode.
Did he? Oh, well, no, because I thought in the comic they were chasing the guy like it was like supernova or something, and then yeah, I think Speedball like. The combination of his power and then that guy's power, which is, like, to cause, like, nuclear explosions, basically. Like, because later, cause, like, in the Wolverine spinoff, Wolverine hunts down that guy in one of the side stories of Civil War. And then he, like, blows up and Wolverine's basically reduced, like, almost, like down to, like, his skeleton. And he has, like, one thing of, like, muscle left. Yeah, so he rebuilds, but...
All right, so, I mean, that's a... movie equivalent. I just kind of wish Crossbones was around more because he was like a pretty big Cap villain for a while.
Yeah, yeah. And Frank Grillo was awesome. So
yeah, so that's why I'm like, no, I thought like, okay, he like the moment I was like, okay, he can come back. It's okay. It's okay. He's back.
He's a little exploded. He's still good.
And then like once he was in the air, I was like, all right, he can come back.
He's just a little airborne. He's still good. He's
flying through the air. Why?
And then he blew up the building. He's like, ah, shit. Now he's just done.
Yeah.
Because, like, I like the fact that he's a Hydra guy. He's his own renegade group, you know? Like, and then he's a merc. And then we never found out who hired him.
He hired himself.
I mean, he went to Largo to just, like, fuck around with, like, diseases.
Yeah, you want to steal diseases.
Like, but my thing is, why is Largo, like, does Largo really
Lagos,
have, like, this,
yeah.
like, yeah, Largo's, like, does it really just have this unguarded, like, disease center that anyone can just kind of, like, kick their door in and that you're just, you're there?
Maybe, yeah.
And, like, I feel like there should have been a drinking game every time they say the word Skavovia or
Sokovia, yeah.
Sokovia and Wakanda. Just like, were they neighboring countries? Because it seems like Wakanda.
No.
I know,
Sokovia's
but like,
Eastern Europe or something.
But they really pushed the fact that like Wakandans were there for like a lot of, like, everywhere there's a Wakandan, you know? Like, the building they blew up had like 16 Wakandans.
Didn't they say, there was like some Wakandans in Sokovia on like a peace mission or something, and that's why
yeah,
they're pissed off or something.
Just to do things. But Sokovia isn't like a dire country that bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of commerce in that town that, like, it wasn't like they treated Sokovia like a fourth world country. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It needed
a lot of support and aid from all these countries, but it seemed like it had running water. Like, everyone had jackets. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The roads are
had
paved.
Spray paint. Yeah, you had spray paint for graffiti, huh?
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
damn,
it's
teens.
Not, they made it seem like this country was so war-torn that, like, people volunteer their time to, like, do, like, Habitat for Humanity there. You know, like, that's what that mom brought up later. Like, my son was there to help. Like, why?
Maybe he should have just gone to Fort Lauderdale or Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Like,
like Tony said.
Tony said. Yeah.
So, okay. I mean, they're trying to hype up connections and trying to get political, like Joe said about the movie. But when you really look at the bare bone basics, like, what the fucker was everyone doing at Skavovia, this area that was like going through a civil war that no one gave a shit about until like a city was dropped on it? Then people were like, "Oh, all up in arms about it." They're like, "Oh no,
yeah,
we have to save Sokovia."
There's like Stark weapons like getting like blowing up on it and stuff.
Yeah, for like years apparently, no one gave a shit. Up until like a robot came and said something.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I like about the writing of the Avengers is that like they have these impact things where either aliens come down and changes the world systems, or a robot comes alive and just points out like how stupid like governments are or whatever. And then this doesn't have to like have a huge effect though, because it's not like an Avengers like now like the universe has changed a little bit. Because it plays within the rules between movies. Because you know, like, they all have to come back together as friends to fight against, like, Thanos at some point. Like, I'm not sure if there's going to be an Avengers movie between that, right? Or is that...
No, we're not going to see... We're probably not going to see... We'll see Iron Man and Spider-Man next year. But, like, we're not going to see, like, any of the other people probably until 2018, I think. Because it's like... It's Doctor Strange, Thor, Guardians, and Spider-Man, I think. And then maybe, like, Ant-Man and the Wasp even before, like Avengers Infinity War Part 1.
Hmm. Okay, so, like, I'm not sure what the effects of this is going to be besides, like... Because the point of the Civil War, I thought, was the Pro-Registration Act. And now it's, like, not even that. It's, like, it's lowered since then, right? Like, now...
It's just, like, the Sokovia Accords are still in effect, so, like... Cap and his team didn't sign the accord still, so they're kind of like they're still fugitives now. They're like it's like because I think in the comic like they became like Secret Avengers.
Secret Avengers were like something that they solved issues, except half the time Secret Avengers all they did was recruit more Avengers. So that was like their main purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Secret Avengers were formed again when Oswald. Became
Norman
Osborn.
Yeah,
he
like a hammer. And gave all the supervillains like S.H.I.E.L.D. basically, but then S.H.I.E.L.D. became Hammer or something.
Well, then the Secret Invasion happened like right after.
Yeah, well, Norman Osborn became president because like he killed like the Skrull Queen or whatever, and just like saved the world.
Which is automatically you get right to the top.
Yeah.
So if one of us kills the Queen of England, we instantly become president of America. That's just how it works.
Well, it'd be like if you happened to be in like Iraq and killed Osama bin Laden or something. It's like, oh man, you just killed like the world's most wanted man. You're the president now.
What's your political platform?
I am the president, aren't I?
It's like, what's your political platform after that? Kill more Precious. People.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, that's the thing. All right, so where do they go from here when, like, this movie is nice, but there's no, like, now we're coming from, like, alien invasion. Now we're dealing with, like, power gem people. You know, like, AI.
Well, no, this was, I mean, that's why, like, it was a nice change from, like, the entire world is at stake. Like, there's a blue true. Light beaming up in the sky that we need to stop. Like,
yeah, that's something like, what do you do now? With
like,
that?
Like the stakes were personal.
Okay, I could see that now. Like, yeah, it's shifted gears from like the general like, what do you do with this superpower act to now it's like, I have feelings and dead parents.
Like, even though. Like Cap said, like, I'll be there if you need me. Like, it's still like Tony still tried to like fucking murder him and Bucky. So it's like it's not gonna be like he's not gonna come back with like a hug and be like, hey Tony, how's it going? Like,
yeah,
what's up, buddy? Like, it's gonna be like very like it's probably gonna be very tense if they come back or when they come back to like stop Thanos or whatever.
Actually, yeah, my idea at the end was that actually before we get to the end, let's delve into like the middles. So, like, I was with Tony for a little bit because he had that like everyone was approaching Tony like off the street and like you know saying like, hey, like I have a dead son because of you.
Yeah.
Like no one else had that problem. Like no one else was bugging the Avengers. Because I think at that point, Tony was, like, retired, right, from the Avengers, just to do Civil War.
Well, he blew up his suits, and then he made a new one for Ultron, because they had to, like, go stop Hydra or whatever, and then fight Ultron. But then, I guess, yeah, he says he's, like, a, what do you say, he's, like, a civilian contractor or something now, or something?
Non-combatant.
Yeah. Non-combatant.
But then, like... Yeah, he gets thrown back in, which is fine because he actually likes it. I do enjoy that he admits that, like to Cap, where he's like, "Oh, me and Pepper are like broken up because you know,
because she can't sign a contract."
Yeah, I was like, because you know, what's her face was like, "I want more money,
bitch."
So I'm fine without Pepper. Iron Man, the Pepper parts are like not the best parts for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think they're ever doing another solo Iron Man movie, so really...
Pepper jumped the shark when she got extremist powers and they just, like, cured them off screen.
Yeah. Pepper needs to sit down. And she has been.
Well, okay, so that's why Tony is kind of, like, more driven now, mm-hmm. but then not. Which is bizarre because it's like I just want more rules, but then no rules. Yeah, I invented check. This. Yeah. Then like, oh, by the way, I invented this dream
Deus
Mechana device where it's like, here's this conversation I had right before my parents died, and there's 80s me. Like
that was
so gratuitous.
Yeah. CG young Robert Downey Jr. Oh my god.
But like,
why give a young actor work?
Yeah.
You know. Fuck that.
The
we can
future.
Just make it young with graphics.
The future of cinema.
Tremble before its terror.
When I saw that, I was like, did someone switch this movie with like fucking weird science? What am I looking at?
Yeah, they just splice it with like Back to School.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Why is this hair blue?
Deep field.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you.
So, like, I didn't mind, like, the CGI in this movie is a little more jarring for me. Especially when, like, you see Robert Downey Jr.'s head on the Tony Stark, the Iron Man suit body. At least my quality was kind of, like, janky, and I was like,
I mean, Age of Ultron was, like, crazy CG. Like, especially, like, the opening of Age of Ultron where everyone is just, like, video game characters.
Right.
Like, that opening sequence, the opening scene in Ultron is just, like...
And they're flying through the woods.
Yeah, total CG. Like this, I mean, this, there was, I mean, there's a, I didn't really notice, nothing really jumped out at me, and it was, I think just because, like, they had the John Wick guys and the Russo brothers, like, are, like, they, like, practical stuff, like, this felt, like, ground, like, it was, like, realistic and grounded, especially, like, all the, like, all the Cap and Bucky fights and stuff, like that fight down the stairwell. That's like that was like trying to one up the Daredevil fight.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
But
That I didn't mind. That was good. Yeah. I meant like whenever you see like Tony Stark. Hair like Tony Stark, his head, his hair moving, and then like the CGI cutoff where you know that's green screen.
Yeah, it was a little much.
I don't
that part.
I didn't
was a little...
I mean it's. It seemed like just the same as like the rest of the other Iron Man movies to me. I don't know.
All right, well, maybe because I just saw, I was like, ooh, this is not as good.
Like, I'm not getting in that fucking suit. Do they know I'm not getting in that suit? I'm not getting.
Yeah, I think like he didn't want to do any more like suit wearing sets. He just like just CGI this. Just I'm wearing this green suit. That's it, and he walked around in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's part always distracted me a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that like when he's a full Iron Man, no Robert Downey Jr. face, awesome, you know, like him flying around. Though he doesn't mention what kind of suit he's wearing. It's like it's way more sleek.
It's like Mark 200 or something at this point. It's like,
right, yeah. I'm saying like it's a sleeker version where it's not as bulky because it's like he looks like he's wearing sweatpants. Like that's what it looks like to me. His Iron Man suit is just like he's wearing red pants, mm-hmm. and like there's no. Like detail in it, almost like I don't know. Like I like my Iron Man looking like a robot, mm-hmm. not like a humanoid looking.
Yeah,
I loved his like just like watch. It's like watch gauntlet though. That was pretty awesome.
That was
pretty. Yeah, that was cool. Unfortunately, I saw that in the trailer like 1,000 times.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm like so used to it.
But that,
I thought they're gonna do more with it.
But that was cool. That was awesome too when like Bucky got like brainwashed again, and then like they all it's like Iron Man, and then like. Like Black Widow and Sharon Carter teamed up to try to stop him, and then they had the it's like the crazy like running at like 65 miles an hour through a tunnel chase.
Yeah,
you want to talk about one that just looked bizarre? They're running. Yeah, that was like are they just gliding?
That was fucking nuts. Like they were like running like faster than cars in that tunnel, and then that awesome part where like Bucky like grabs a motorcycle with one hand, and, like flips it in the air, and like go
360.
Yeah. Kobe.
He ridiculousness is the fucking bike. Yeah, that was pretty crazy. And I like how they don't really explain how Black Panther's keeping up with them. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, well, Captain America is a super soldier.
Bucky's
Winter
a super soldier
is enhanced.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black Panther, I don't know. They are just great runners in Wakanda. He just runs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Usain Bolt is from Wakanda, so that's that's just how they explain it. I was like, I don't know, Civil War. Taking a lot of liberties.
I think it would have been awesome if like Black Panther started like going like on all fours and this was like riding
yes.
a panther. That would have been awesome.
Yeah. Riding a giant mechanical Onyx Panther.
Oh my god, yes. He's like calls in like a fucking like Black Panther Zord or something.
Yeah. It's morphin' time. Yeah,
so-
man.
Oh, wait. So what did you think about an evil Johnson when his face showed?
Was he Martin Freeman was the evil? Was he?
Well, I mean, he was more of like a prick than his normal.
He wasn't like Robert Redford in Winter Soldier.
No, but I thought he was gonna be like, I'm also Hydra too, or something like that. I
wouldn't be surprised if that happened, but
it was very hard for me to take him seriously as a badass when he's like 4 feet tall
and also like doing like a weird American accent.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like, all right, let's settle down, Frodo. Like, you know, it's like, it's all relaxed.
Yeah.
He's like, how's like, my top of line task force?
Me. It's like, are you standing on a box of apples? Like, what the hell?
But it's like, his task force is useless.
Yeah.
His, like, super task force, and he's like an American guy
his,
in Germany.
Yeah, his main agent is just, like, undermining him every
she's
just like,
here's all your shit, Cap.
Yep.
Let's make out. Which, that was actually really funny when it cuts back to the car.
Falcon and he's like, yeah.
Not, yeah.
I love Falcon and when Bucky's just like, just like, I hate you.
Yeah. He's like, oh, so we cool now? Like, that was great. But he's like, your mom's name is blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, oh, that was a diss to Batman versus Superman. I'm like, I think that was just a good joke.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think... Can we not make it about that?
Can you move the seat up?
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, that was great. So many good jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it wasn't too serious. Yeah, And that's the thing too, like, and not to make this about Batman versus Superman, but everyone that was like, it was too serious, it wasn't lighthearted enough, like, a lot of the jokes in this were funny, don't get me wrong, but they felt like forced. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
it
felt like that's the formula that Marvel movies have had for like 12 movies.
Yeah,
so
it definitely is, but they felt forced. And what I'm getting at here is that this was probably, I would say, the most somber of all the Marvel movies.
Oh yeah, especially,
without a doubt.
Especially the third act. Like, the third act is like super dark. Yeah.
Oh, super dark, super intense. And it's not like they, like, it's not as though they just, like, put jokes in the sequence where, you know, Tony and Cap are trying to fucking, like, kill each other, you know, like, to loosen it up. But at the same time, it's like, there is so much bitching about how dark Batman vs. Superman was. And then this was, like, the darkest Marvel thing yet, and everyone was, like, weeping, you know? Mm. Like, as violins played, they're like, oh, that was art. That was art. But that being said, fucking tremendous, like, how well they handled the darkness.
Yeah.
You know? Like, really, really well done. Like, Batman versus Superman, it was basically like a joke with how dark it was at certain points,
Grim
you know?
Dark.
Yeah, it was like up its own pee hole dark.
Yeah.
You know? And then this was much more like, yes, really bad things are happening, but I'm sure we'll come together. If there's some sort of major intergalactic threat that we've been hyping for 6 movies, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So I think we probably should talk about the elephant in the room, which is the Spectacular Spider-Man.
Yes. Highlight of the movie for me.
Oh my god. Tom Holland is fucking great.
Yeah. He's Spider-Man.
Yep.
Like, I don't
know.
The
second he was on screen, it was just like, yeah. The second you see him. Well, actually, there's that part where, like, there's an awesome, like, recruitment montage in the middle where, like, they're getting, like, the other members of the team together.
Josh.
And then, like, Tony and Black Widow are like, oh, my guy's downstairs, who's your guy? And then it's like, or where's your guy? And it's because, like, Queens. I was just like, yes!
Yeah. Like, everyone in the theater was basically like, huh? But, like, the people who knew it was coming, they're like, oh, like, you could just feel, like, I've never heard people get boners in a movie
yep.
theater before. But, yeah. That's
especially from
going
Aunt May.
Aunt
oh,
May.
Man.
My God, that was fucking, she still got it.
Oh.
She has still got it.
And just Tony just, like, nonstop hitting on her.
Yeah. Yeah, and Peter getting, like, super fucking awkward about it. Like,
yep.
Is this happening? Like, so yeah, their energy together, Stark and Peter Parker, outstanding.
Yep.
Like, that was incredible. But even Aunt May, like, just like, she's young and like sassy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, like, for me, that's perfect because Peter is a sophomore in high school or thereabouts.
Yeah.
So, like, it makes sense to me that he's not living with like an 82-year-old woman.
Yes.
You know, like, I actually, I'm not sure that I like this more, but I really liked the way they did it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And I, like, maybe the best part of that, of, like, the whole, like, Tony-Peter conversation was, like, they, like, you get everything you need to know about what, like, in context of, like, this new Spider-Man, like, how long he's been Spider-Man, like...
6 months.
Yeah, six months, and,
like... And, like, multiple choice answers. 6 months, yes. Some of the time, no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you're ready to go to Germany. Like, what?
Well, just that, like, he, like they allude to Uncle Ben, but they don't, like, blatantly say, like, my uncle was killed when I didn't stop a robber from robbing the TV station or the wrestling match or whatever.
Right.
Like, he's just, like, sometimes if you don't do something, like, bad things happen or something, or, like, you just,
yeah.
Like,
oh, it was perfect. Mm-hmm. It was perfect. We didn't need to see him get bit by the spider. We didn't need another Origins thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows Spider-Man by this point.
Yep.
Yes, we can fucking agree on that.
Yeah.
They figured that out, you know, and I'm sure we'll see that in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, despite that horrible title. Like,
awful goddamn title.
That's like one of my most anticipated movies of next year, though.
Hands down, my most anticipated movie. I'm not trying to, like, one-up you. Like, what's my...
It's my super like, duper most anticipated. Yeah.
No, but like after see like I seeing the trailer where he showed up and was like, "Hey everyone," I was like, "Oh, that's really cool. That looks like it's going to be an awesome Spider-Man." Well, now having seen that Spider-Man and seeing the potential, it's mm-hmm. just like I really don't even care about a lot of other stuff that's coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, I do, but I'm kind of like, well, this is where all my attention is focused, you know? So yeah, just hot dog.
Yeah.
How fucking great was that? And I loved, okay. So there's something that I loved and hated at the same time. Okay. I loved how they showed, the footage of Spider-Man mm-hmm. doing his thing and how he's got like, you know, the onesie that he calls it, you know,
yeah.
and the goggles and all that shit. Like, I thought that was cool. I thought that was very cool. My big problem is that there is no explanation whatsoever about how Stark is aware of him. why he is aware of him, but not like Daredevil or Jessica Jones or any of those people. Like I wasn't mad at it, you know, but at the same time, like, you got to be fair and point this shit out when you see it.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of weird. And the fact that they had to, the writers had to explain, that's been all over Facebook for the last 2 days. Like, every other post from a comic book outlet is like, Civil War writers explain blah, 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 blah. Like, the latest one right before we started recording this on a Sunday night was why Matt Murdock wasn't chosen, but Spider-Man was. Like, if you have to explain that after the fact, like, on a certain level, you've failed as a writer. You know, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that they failed as writers, but I mean, on a certain level, like, there's something that you didn't address. Like, if people are confused as to how Tony knows about you, like, that's something that probably should have been addressed in the movie. You know, and it would have been as easy as a line like, I have surveillance in place, or like, I am looking for supers, or, you know, metahuman.
Yeah, this is like a Craigslist. Like, are you more than totally. Human?
Totally. Like, it makes sense. Like, I'm not surprised that he would have access to, especially as a comic book fan. Like, it, you don't need to explain to me, but in terms of like telling the story of the movie, like, yeah, you probably should have just thrown in a line of dialogue. You know, it would have been fine. Mm-hmm. Would have been fine. But just goddamn though. Getting back to how much I fucking love everything about that.
Yeah. Well, since we're talking about Spider-Man, let's jump into the, like, set piece, highlight, best part of the movie, the airport fight.
Yeah. Holy fuck.
Which Spider-Man is full, like, fully 100%, like, a huge part of, which is awesome. Oh, yeah. And just... So,
oh, I'm glad he didn't just like swoop in and go like, drink Coke, and then like, you know...
Yeah.
You know?
So many, like... It's quip. It's like quippy Spider-Man we all want. Like, he's just like constantly just like do it, like talking.
And they're all annoyed by it.
Yep.
They're all and it was so great.
Yep.
It was so great. It's like, why is there so much talking? This is a fight. Like, and he's like asking everybody questions. Like
he's like asking Falcon like, oh, what is your wing made of? Like, is that like carbon fiber or like?
Yeah. Yeah, that was really great.
Yeah. And then, we haven't mentioned Ant-Man yet, but Ant-Man is...
He kind of stole it from me, man. I mean, not like he stole it away from Spider-Man, but, like, I was kind of like, oh, yeah, Ant-Man is in this. I forgot. But, like,
the second,
everything he did, I loved.
The second Paul Rudd came out, like, man, I'm just like, oh, yeah, Ant-Man.
Yeah.
And then he's just like shake. It's like Captain America. It's like, I've shaken your hand too long, aren't I? Yes, this is awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool. I love how they did that.
Yeah. It's like there's that part where like he steals a shield back from Spider-Man and gets it back to Captain. He's like, here's your shield, Captain America.
Yeah. That was incredible.
Yeah. And then the fact that he just turns into Giant Man.
Ah, outrageous. Outrageous. Yeah, that was so cool.
Yeah.
Because, like, I knew that was coming beforehand, unfortunately. I had that spoiled for me. Mm-hmm. But, fuck. Like, it was still just so cool to see. He's like, well, I only did it once.
In the lab.
It was in a lab. And I passed out. So, I don't know. And they're like, okay. And then when Iron Man's like, if anyone else has any, like, groundbreaking powers that they're hiding...
Game-changing special abilities on my team that I should know about.
Yeah, that was really awesome.
And Spider-Man's like, hey, have you guys seen that really old movie, Empire Strikes Back?
How old is this kid? Yeah. Just, God, everything.
Yeah.
That was cool. And it is cool that they brought him down, like, in AT-ST or an AT-ST. Like.
And then, like, Hawkeye shooting Ant-Man into, like, Iron Man's armor, and he's just, like, running through Iron Man's armor, just ripping things out and being like, I'm your conscience.
Yeah. That was really awesome. And I like that he beat him with, like, the fire retardant system. Like, that was... Just everything was so slick, you know?
That fight had just so many great, like, combinations of, like fights. Like, it was like the first Avengers movie where it's like they had, like, the different combinations. Like, you had, like, Thor versus Hulk and, like, Cap versus Iron Man versus Thor. And, like, this was, like a ton of different people just, like, teamed up, like, fighting against each other or, like, teaming up against, with each other and stuff. It was amazing.
Yeah. And I liked how he kept, like, annoyingly webbing everybody, too. You know? It was just, like, so, like, it was almost, like, overkill by the end, but it was so cool at the same time. Like, when he does it to Stark, you know, it's like, all right, can you help me with this? You know, like, before they leave his room. That was great. I love how he did it to Cap, and he's just kind of like, where are you from?
Queens.
Queens? Yeah, Brooklyn. Oh.
You got heart, kid.
Yeah. You got heart. That was great. And then I love how he keeps calling, like, Tony Mr. Stark. Like, yeah. Oh, Mr. Stark told me to watch after that. Like, out fucking standing, man. And I like the way that they dismissed him at the, or not dismissed him. I like the way that they resolved his appearance at the end, where Tony's like, you're done. Like, you know, you did a good job, but you're done. Like, that was, it was like the perfect appetizer for his movie. You know, because if they try to, like, keep him in after that, where he's, like, Avengers HQ, like, you know, making pizza bites or something, like, it would have been a little bit too much, you know?
Yeah.
Right, and Chris, you're the Spider-Man guy. You've been...
Yeah, I know. I'm
you're
going
quiet.
To...
I
thought, honestly, when I first saw the boy, and I was like, this is going to be a weird CGI transformation. You know, like, when he's a perfect, like, young Spider-Man. His hair is a little too combed. You know, I kind of liked him, like, he didn't look like a poor kid, you know what I mean? Because you made it seem like this Spider-Man was...
diving, that was a little bit much.
Yeah, I was like...
Retro, he's like, no, I dumpster dive. He's like, oh, God. You animal.
You're saying something, Zach? Well, he's dumpster diving for, like, weird, like, old tech stuff. It's not like he's looking for food or something. It's like...
Right. Because I was like, what the hell? Like, the Peter Parker I know is, like, living in not a condo. Like, he's living at, like, a family house that's been, like, passed through generations. And, like, is struggling to make ends meet. You know, like, and it's, like, a little bit different that Aunt May is, like, a career woman, I think. You know, like, you know, like, she's not, like, an old woman.
In an apartment building, like, in like, it didn't look like, like, even if you look at his room, like, it's not like they're in a luxury, like, you know.
Right.
Queens by the Bay, like, condominiums. Like,
so it's, like, a different Parker's, like,
episode.
So I gotta, like, really get used to, yeah, it's, like, this new version of it I gotta get used to. But it's got all the right elements, you know, like, it, you know, just... It's different, presented differently.
It's puzzling. It's like that shit they did with Batfleck, where it's like, well, he doesn't live in Wayne Manor. He lives in the lake house. But
right.
Why? Well, you know, just because we want to put our stamp on it. No, fuck you. What the hell? Like, why would you do that? So I totally get where you're coming from.
So it's like, okay, they're trying some new angle. The voice is always a little weird. Like, it makes more sense when you see, besides the high and, like, him actually talking and sounding like it. Like, the Spider-Man was kind of cool. The body, though, like, when you see him as the Spider-Man, like, even remember, like, the guy is supposed to be, like, 16, 17, so I'm like, like, I don't, it doesn't quite make sense yet, you know, like, his face, at least, hasn't caught up to his actions. Totally like the use of, like, his abilities, where he's more agile, and he's, like, popping around the scene, because the movie can't focus on him. I know, like, if it did, this he would steal most of the movie. You know, I think, like, because Ant-Man kind of steals a lot of it away from him, where the focus is on him eventually, on that fight where he becomes a giant man. So to watch Spider-Man kind of, like, react and just kind of figure out, like, how to take this on is, like, a classic Spider-Man move. And he's not really, like, he's got, like, the ability to rally. That's what's cool. That's why I told everyone, like, hey, let's all attack him. Like, let me just throw some webs at him and see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Like, that's something out of the comic. But I do have the, like, the growing pains with him where he's clumsy. Like, he's way more clumsy than I like. But I have, you know, it makes sense. This is, like, his first epic battle, too. And that's,
six
you know,
months.
Like,
yeah.
Year one, son.
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone he's been fighting has been just, like, bank robbers or stopping cars from ramming buses, you know? So I'm like,
yeah,
this is, like, going
I just want to see that footage again. Because I was like, oh, like, everything's coming at my face. Like, you know, 3D. So I was like, god damn it. Like, I got the gist of it, but I'm like, oh, I want to slow that down and frame by frame it with one hand.
Yeah,
to get my drift.
Like, there's a lot of quips, a lot of, like, you just get into the fight frames. I do like that. The Spider-Man is like he's idolizing Tony.
Yeah.
You know, like the fact that he can't, like, he just found a new mentor basically who, like,
yeah,
can't give a shit about him. He's like, I'm just using you for this fight. You're just like my weird mercenary friend. But I want to see what kind of, like, now I'm kind of interested to see Homecoming, where before I was like, go fuck yourself, Homecoming, like, what a better title. But now I'm like, okay,
yeah,
Homecoming.
Well,
that's
the title
cool.
Still I hate. But,
yeah.
Like, and I was never, like, not looking forward to the movie, but I understand why they can't call it, like, Spider-Man Year One, you know?
Well, it's probably going to – it's taking place after this.
Oh,
so.
No, I know.
I do like the fact that the eyes now, like, they are mechanical for a reason because of, like, his explanation of, like, the goggles, where he's like, oh, I wore these goggles because it take when I'm fighting, like, all my senses are peaked and, like, I have to focus it. So I have to wear these goggles to, like, so I can focus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, it's cool to see that translation to Tony's tech where he made that, like, the eye pieces, like, something, like, to help him, too. So they aren't just, like, lenses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of want to see... we complain about CGI, but he was, like, basically just, like, a cartoon character, like, inserted into every scene.
But he looked great, though.
Yeah.
He looked great doing it. It's just, like, the one thing in my eye was just, like, not settling about him. We're like, that's a cartoon. That's CG. It's all CG.
I don't know what...
it's
impossible to...
I don't know what
it's, you're yeah,
supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to solve that problem, because practical effects, you wouldn't be able to do any of the cool Spider-Man shit. For the most part, you wouldn't be able to do any of the cool Spider-Man shit. So I just don't know how to solve that problem.
Right,
but,
right.
But to me, like, yeah, it always takes me out of a movie a little bit when they, like, abuse the CG, you know? But to their credit, at least in my opinion, I thought that the CG was, like, very, very well done.
Yes.
Spider-Man especially,
mm-hmm,
you know? But, like, even there are times even when I'm watching The Hulk where I'm like, all right, come on. Fucking Toy Story over here, you know.
But yeah, like, yes, yeah, Giant Man, Spider Man, like, yeah, just like the airport fight was just like the culmination of, like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, basically.
Yeah, like, if it stopped at, like, that scene, it still would have been, like, just the perfect culmination of the Marvel. You know what I mean? Like, even
mm-hmm,
if we never got Infinity Wars, like, fuck it, like, if that's as close as we ever get, I think that's a job very well done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, beautiful.
So yeah, and then I guess we should talk about the, like, final battle between Iron Man and Cap, where so they track down Zemo, who's like, they find out is not trying to, like, make an army of Winter Soldiers.
And I kept to call him Zima.
Like, Zima.
90s, yeah.
God, I wish they just, like, just like Easter egg, like, they had, like, a purple hood somewhere, like, in his bag or something, like, just to, like, be like, because Baron Zemo in the comics is like it's like such, like, a crazy ass costume.
Yeah, it's comical,
and like, he fights with, like, a sword, like, he's a fencer basically or something. It's like he's like a crazy Nazi fencer.
Well, they have a rich history with Captain America of taking, like, batshit villains and making them pretty, like, workable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Crossbones and you know, the Leaper, you know, with GSP.
Yo,
that was great.
Batroc's the Leaper.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's someone who was just, like, inherently fucking ridiculous. And they're like,
yeah,
oh, no, I believe that this is, like, a badass, like,
mm-hmm,
French gymnast, mixed martial artist.
Yeah,
type.
Yeah, they just made Zemo like he's like a Sokovia Special Forces, like,
just
intelligence officer.
Husband.
Like, yeah.
Bad husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you find out like he doesn't want to make an army of Winter Soldiers. He just wants to show his whole goal is, like, he wanted to find this videotape of this mission that the Winter Soldier went on, which was to murder Tony Stark's parents and then steal some sort of, like, I think it was it. I think it's like the like gel they used to make the other Winter Soldiers, I think, or something, is what I got from that.
They don't
I think
really it, explain I thought, it. I thought it's just it was like the Super Soldier serum.
See, I thought it was Super Soldier serum. So it's
yeah.
Like, it was like
I just remember it being blood. Blue.
Yeah, it was like blue. It was like blue Kool Aid or something. it was like four Capri Suns or something.
Yeah, Capri Suns.
But yeah, so he's like, I didn't want like an army. I wanted to like destroy your organization from within. And so they show the tape, and then Tony's like, "Oh Jesus! Like Bucky killed my parents brutally. Like, I have to murder you both now."
You knew. All right, calm down.
Yeah. But yeah, that final fight is just like. Well, it's got like you, that's where you can definitely tell like John Wick guys were doing the choreography.
Yeah,
especially like that, like it was in the trailer, but like even like it was like even more awesome in the actual movie, like the like Cap Bucky like
beat down.
Yeah. And then
I thought Bucky was gonna kill or try to kill Tony.
Yeah,
second there, because it looked like he was going after the, you know, the reactor.
Well, Tony doesn't have. Yeah. Well, Tony doesn't have the arc reactor in his chest anymore.
I know, but I'm saying like it really looked like he was going for the kill, and like there's mm-hmm. that like symbolism of it too, where it's like Tony's heart, like, because no matter what, his heart's still kind of like not great.
Yeah,
you know, if for nothing else, just like living like a fucking party animal for mm-hmm. all those years. But you know, the long and the short of it was like that was really brutal. Even Captain America, like, you kind of see the fire in his eyes there at the end,
yeah.
where Tony has a realization, like, oh, you spared me. Like, you know?
Well, especially after, like, Tony blows Bucky's arm off, and the cat's just like, oh.
Little harsh.
Yeah.
Little harsh.
And then, there's that, so the one shot where it's, like, the, like, Cap blocking Tony's lasers, and it's like, that's like literally the Civil War issue number 7
yeah.
cover. That was fucking awesome. Like, I was just like, yeah. That's the cover!
Yeah.
And that was just awesome, just slow-mo, like, epic, like. And then, yeah, that whole fight was just great. And then, like, Cap just, like, jamming his shield to Tony.
Yeah.
And then just leaving it behind, because it's like, Tony's just like, you didn't even, that's not even your shield, that's a government shield, it's my father's shield. It's just like, fine, take it.
You don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Wah.
And there's also that, like, the great Tony line where it's like, where he's just like, he killed my mom.
Yeah. Why did you say that name?
I thought I'd be one of those.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was a brutal fucking ending, and it was really, like, Cap throwing down the shield like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was very powerful to see on screen, so.
Well, I mean, like, it's also, Captain America doesn't quit too many times. I mean, he has in the comic.
Yeah, surprisingly, a surprising amount of times.
Yes.
He's quitting a lot.
Like, yeah, so I'm saying, like, I thought he was going to don, like, the U.S. soldier, the U.S. agent
or something.
Or, like, Nomad.
Yeah.
I guess what he became now, right? Like, he's Nomad now? He's not Captain America no more?
Maybe. I don't know. He rescues his team, and then they're basically, like, Secret Avengers or fugitives now?
I think they're they are the Secret Avengers, but
yeah.
I just don't
mm-hmm.
think they're going to call them that.
No.
Unless they do like a hot tub time machine thing where it's like they're like some sort of secret Avengers.
You were not bringing your secret Avengers.
Yeah. Oh, everyone's like, oh, yeah, I could see that, but I wouldn't exactly count on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now the other thing is, like, it's like all the superhero movies in the. That and like every time you reach a certain limit, you quit. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, I'm done being my identity now. Like Spider-Man movies, they do a lot. That's why it's like a comedy Spider-Man quit like every other movie. Or even
The older
halfway through his
Batman
own movie.
movies too, for sure.
What's up?
The older Batman movies too, all the time.
Yep.
It's like, I give it up for a woman. I
yep.
want to quit because of a woman.
Every movie.
So I kept trying to quit too. Just, I here's my shield. That's like half an hour right there.
I mean, it totally makes sense why he would quit, though, or,
yeah.
like, leave,
oh,
because it's like...
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you kind of almost, like, kill your partner, like, there's a...
When you kill your new best friend to save your old best friend, like... But yeah, and then...
So what about the Avengers in jail? We didn't really touch on.
Yeah, we
didn't really
yeah,
touch on that.
Yeah, they introduced the Raft, which is I think it's been in the comics, like the Shield prison.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Now,
yeah, yeah.
Now it's just I guess it's a UN prison or something, or it's a US prison because like Thunderbolt Ross runs it. Which it was pretty cool to see like General Ross back. Now he's the Secretary of State or whatever he is.
That was cool. I just hated how they didn't really like call
yeah.
him Thunderbolt or anything,
yeah.
Because like I know who he is, but like to the average moviegoer,
I thought it would have been an awesome like after credits scene if they like hinted that he was gonna turn into Red Hulk.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Like just like him, like he's just like I gotta do something more like he was like experimenting or like he's trying to like they were trying to figure out something because like, that was the whole thing like Incredible Hulk was like we gotta build a new super soldier like. Because like, and they've had Abomination for like 4 years,
exactly.
Whatever. So, like, that would have been just awesome. Like, he just like injects himself, or like, something happens, and like, he's like, you just see like his like hand turn red, like Hulk out in red. That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
He's on the phone with Tony. Tony, don't you do this? Ah.
But yeah. So he didn't really do anything in the end. And then it's like, yeah, like they just lock like Cap's team up in the Raft, and I thought it would have been cool too if we saw like some other like a villain from like a previous movie there too.
Yeah, that would have been nice. A little like cameo.
Like
action,
see like
you know?
See like Tim Roth or like just like even or like if he's still Abomination.
His
like,
nameplate.
Yeah,
yeah, you know.
Abomination or like I forget who else could be possibly be in there. Ultron maybe. Jay Spader just like drops like a sassy remark.
Loki, because why not?
Well, no, Loki.
Any excuse to have Loki.
Well, Loki is Odin right now, which they have not addressed in like
oh,
years.
Yeah.
But that's like a major fucking major thing
yeah.
they haven't like they just dropped and like no one's mentioned it since.
Well, I forgot about it.
Yeah, because that was the stinger of Dark World is like that Loki is like
yes.
Odin's missing and like Loki is pretending to be Odin.
Yeah.
Which, hopefully they'll address that next year in Thor Ragnarok, but...
If I can bring myself to see it.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna be Thor and Hulk, so...
Ooh!
On a, like, a buddy,
that'll save
buddy
the
road
brand.
Trip. Yeah. But yes, so I guess we can talk about the end credits scenes for this one. Nothing too major. The major one was, like, that, Bucky goes back under to be, like, in Wakanda, so that, like, Black Panther and like Wakanda scientists can like try to like figure out how to remove his like brainwashing
Dude,
stuff.
Perfect Wakanda reveal.
Yep.
How they saved it for that.
That it's like it's super high tech and then like just like giant like Black Panther statue and stuff.
Giant Black Panther statue, super high tech, like sci-fi from the future, but in like the middle of a
jungle, yeah,
rainforest.
Yeah,
it looks, you know what I mean, like built into that waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was the perfect for me at least, like the perfect interpretation of Wakanda.
And that,
so that was fucking really cool.
And that's actually that would be a pretty awesome setup for like if that's like the plot of Black Panther, possibly if like they find out Bucky's there and like they like Tony or like some of the Avengers come to like try to take him back, like arrest him, and like Black Panther's like, because I like he has that awesome line where he's just like, let them come.
Oh yeah, oof, that was cool.
But it was just like he has to fight off like some people trying to like get Bucky.
Yeah, that would be great. I think you know, even if it's not an Avenger, you know, even if it's just another bad guy.
Yeah, UN Task Force or something, or like... UN
Task Force, whatever you want to do. I think it would be cool to have Captain America in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little cameo action there. Or, you know, a fairly big cameo, actually.
Yeah.
but you know what I mean. Like, mm-hmm. I think that would work well, because he's basically... I guess the way I read it is that he's kind of, like, not just keeping Bucky there. Like, I'd have to assume that Captain America is going to chill in Wakanda for a little bit, too. You know? Like, or at least, like, he's there without any problems, so I'd have to imagine that it's, like, an okay place for him to chill out and lay low for a little bit. So I'm not saying it's going to, like, pick up with, like, him, like, you know, catching fish with a spear or something. Like, I've been living in the outskirts of Wakanda for the last...
He's got a giant beard and, like,
Yeah.
He's like Tom Hanks passed away.
That. You know, it doesn't need to be that, but I just like the prospect of him, like, knowing of Wakanda, having been, like, welcome there and being with Black Panther. So if he shows up in the Black Panther movie, like, yeah, okay, I believe it. Not like, oh, I put one of those dog chips on you last time I saw you, so I could find out where Wakanda is. Tell you what.
Yeah. And the other one was Spider-Man back home, and we find out he has, like, he has a spider signal, I guess. It's, like, the big thing.
Dude, first time on screen.
Yeah.
That was cool. Mm-hmm. I saw that and was happy for Chris. I was like, that is, like, fucking whoa. Sick.
I just didn't like, I mean, I liked it, but then it's like, what the hell is all that, like, apps on the end of it? Like, there's just all these other things going on.
Stark Tech, come on.
Yeah, bloated Stark Tech.
Yeah.
Super bloated, just, like, useless UI design everywhere in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny, because he hides it as if he's, like, going through, like, a boner to Aunt May, where he's like, oh, what's that, nothing?
What are you looking at? I love this whole thing, like, he's trying, like, comes home with, like, his black eye. He's just like, I got in a fight with a guy from Brooklyn named Steve.
Yeah. Funny. You should have seen his friend. He was huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
I appreciate that. That was really cool. Mm-hmm. I actually thought they might slide in a Stephen Strange one, where it's like, as he's walking in the door, like, Benedict Cumberbatch, like, shows up in his, like, Bowie cape, like, hello. You want to come see a
weekend?
Yeah.
By the hoary host of the Hogas.
Shit's about to get fourth dimensional. What?
Shit's about to get strange.
Who are you? I'm here to teach you how to love a woman, Peter.
I'm here for your aunt.
Yeah, it's like, I have a date with your aunt.
Oh, that'd be terrible if she just became, like, the fucking, like, Marvel Universe, like, cum dumpster. You know?
Aww.
Like, Stark is there, and then Doctor Strange, and, like, Doctor Doom down the line.
Like, Hulk comes back. I had, like, Hulk need a bedtime story. Black
Widow, Nick Fury, fucking everybody.
Mm. Oh, yeah, where was Nick Fury during this?
I don't know.
Well, he wants no part of this. He's like,
yeah, he, like,
he backed out.
Contributed to this problem.
Like, he burned his eye patch, so he's like, he's totally done. Like,
but then he came back in.
Well, last time we saw him was Winter. Oh, yeah, he came back in Ultron, Avengers. And then it was just like, damn, Tony, you fucked up. And then that's the last time we saw him. So,
He's got to lay low for a while. I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think, like, who. Oh, we haven't really. Just trying to think, like, Avengers we haven't talked about. Like, So, they're like, what'd you guys think of. We got more Vision this time?
I thought they did a good job with Vision, like, trying to humanize him a little bit. But
and I like,
showing
I like to set, so I like to set up the, like, Vision Scarlet Witch, like, relationship.
Yeah, that freaky shit.
That's in the comics that, like, result in, like, every mutant getting killed.
House of M. I thought they were gonna, like, be kissing where it's like, I have to protect you and something. Where it's like, oh man, where's he getting his, like, his emotion shit from? Well, or it's like, is his, like, AI on Pornhub or something? Where it's just, like, he's getting, like, flustered and stuff by looking at Scarlet Witch.
Browsing history.
He probably has the entire internet in his head at any point, probably. Like, he probably has access to, like, every single piece of technology, like, data in the universe.
If he had the entire internet in his head, he would have gone mad and killed himself.
Probably, yeah.
A few days, you know? You know, once he sees 4chan, he just goes nuts and like starts pulling his wires out.
So, and like, he himself is trying to figure out, like, he's mostly gem base, you know, that thing. So it's like, without
the,
his...
He has the mind gem, I believe.
Right, so like, without the mind gem, like eventually Thanos is going to come back and claim him, you know, just like, get in my gauntlet.
Get in my gauntlet.
So I'm like, well, like, the more I thought about it, I was like, wow, what's going to happen when he shows up and it's just like, give me your, you know, gem. Like, I give, you know, what's Vision, what's going to happen to Vision?
Well, it's probably going to be a big, like, to, like, kind of show how badass Thanos is. Like, probably, he's probably, like, rip the gem out of, like, Vision's head or something and be like, it's like, yeah, kill him or something. Or, like, at least, like, take him out for, like, a good chunk of the movie.
Yeah.
Then they're going to have to find all 7 Dragon Balls and wish him back.
Well, I think that's what the gauntlet is kind of is. Like, imagine, like, they take in and, like, they wish back, like, Quicksilver.
Oh, God.
I thought they did like Scarlet Witch was like improved from Age of Ultron. Like she got to do a lot more cooler stuff than in that movie.
Oh yeah, she's like more competent now.
Yeah,
I kind of wish she did more like mind stuff. You know, where she tricked people.
And yeah,
but she didn't. She's just like throwing things.
Yeah, they basically her powers are just like
red orb. Red orb. Use the red orb again.
Yeah, her powers are more like she's like fully just like telekinetic now, just like blasting things.
Yeah, but her power, she's much more than that, which is the funny part.
The comics,
you know?
In the comics, it's, like, so, like, it's so, like, ill-defined and, like, insane of, like, what her powers are. Because, like, she, like, manipulates reality, I guess, is, like, her power.
It's, like, probability of reality is, like, one of her powers. First, like, telekinetic probability where, like, she if there's a chance you could, like, she can put the odds of you becoming something else, like, as a, it's like that thing in, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, where it's like the improbable thing, where it's like that's her powers. Because I know in the game, if you ever played her powers, where like sometimes if you throw objects, it could be like a large box or it could be like a teddy bear, and you're like, ah. So, you know, they're moving her towards like a almost like a Jean Grey character now, but without the mind reading powers yet. She could do it. She can't read minds, but she just doesn't. You know.
And Hawkeye was back.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Jeremy Renner just, you know, did a few push-ups and, like, came back on set to wear his costume.
Hey, guys. Still here.
I like how they're making him, like, just increasingly more, like, quippy every movie.
Yeah.
Like, because when he got introduced in Thor, like, he was just, like, kind of serious. And then, like, Age of Ultron, it was, like, with the start of just, like, he's the comic relief guy now.
Yeah.
But he's great. I love when like he's like fighting Black Panther and he's just like, we haven't met before. I'm Clint, and Black Panther's like, I don't care.
Yeah. That was cool.
I thought he was gonna get killed too. Where it's like back of my mind's like, what if Black Panther accidentally kills him? Just like my family, my porch.
Yeah, that's the thing she meant. Like I was surprised no one got killed. Like because I thought that would be like raise the stakes. Like the closest we got was Vision blasting War Machine, and then, like, so Rhodey is, like, paralyzed now.
I'm fine. They take a fucking serious moment where he's trying to learn how to walk again. That's like, I have a package for Tony Stank. I was like, oh, fuck you. Like, I love that was Stan Lee and all that stuff, and I love that he had a funny cameo, but, like, Jesus Christ, like, we can't have one serious fucking moment, guys, come on.
Well, yeah, because, when he fell, that was, like, serious and brutal, like, and then, like, and Iron Man just, like, no words, like, bless Falcon, like.
Yeah, my major concern, honestly, my major concern was that nobody was going to care. Because nobody cares about War Machine, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
and I love War Machine. I like War Machine more than I like Iron Man. But the fact of the matter is, like, cinematically, I think they've really mismanaged him. And that's how I knew he wasn't going to die. Because I was like, this would have zero impact on anybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Don Cheadle getting a paycheck.
Well, right. No. But I mean, like, from a story standpoint, people would be like, oh my god, they killed Tony's black friend. Like, that's what the average moviegoer would think. And it's like, Jesus Christ, like, that's War Machine.
Yeah.
Damn it. Like... So I'm glad they didn't do that. But I think that's like, I think they had discussions, you know, because they're like, what if we just crippled him and gave him like some sort of cool Stark tech?
I wonder if there was any, like, if they had talked about like killing Cap, like in the comic.
I actually was waiting for that. I thought like he'd be talking and then like a bullet whizzes by.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised that nobody got the axe. Like, I'm not surprised that they didn't kill Cap, but at the same time, like, I kind of feel like, you know, someone had to go.
Yeah, it's, you know, just to raise the stakes. Like,
right. Like, now the most like stake raising thing is like, well, someone is very upset. You know. Like, they're going to come back to those cells and everyone's going to be gone.
Yep. Thunderbolt Ross is going to be very pissed off.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in that meeting.
So, you guys, you know, like, they're simplifying that whole negative zone with the jail, because that's what they did with the in the comic, where it's like all...
Well, it's not the negative, like, it's just like, it's like an under... It's not like, it's not a negative zone or anything, like...
No,
it's not nuts like that.
But that's like, what it should, that's what it is, technically, yeah. Mm-hmm. But like, they simplified it where it's like, someplace in the ocean.
Well, they made the shield, it's like a, it's a shield base, or a shield jail. Because I think it's, the raft in the comics is like a shield prison.
Right, but I'm saying like, the fact that they couldn't use the negative zone, where like that was the mm-hmm. reason why a lot of the heroes started switching sides, because they're like, wait, that's where they're going?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, they went to like...
And the fact that like Tony was like, basically like suicide squatting like all the villains and like sending them back out.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying like in this movie version where it's like, because you said the stakes were kind of low because like everything, the punishment wasn't that bad, where it's like, oh, you used to go to water prison? Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
and even then, it's like they got out pretty easily.
Yeah.
Well, like for me, that final battle probably had like the most stakes of any Marvel movie so far, just because of like
totally.
It's like Cap versus Iron Man, and it's like Iron Man's playing for keeps now. Like that was more impactful than like any like the end of like Age of Ultron or like end of like any Thor movie or like
anything that happens in any Thor movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, so we're going back to the fight, then I would say, like, definitely once Bucky lost his arm, like, that was like, oh, shit, like,
yeah,
what's going
to
happen
but it
now?
It wasn't, though, because it's a steel arm.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, no, his robot arm, they're going to have to make him another. You know? It's not like he fucking, like, ripped his eyeball out or something, like, really brutal, you know?
Yeah.
Bucky was just like, oh, that was so cool, damn it. Why? And then that doesn't even really pay off because he's like, yeah, I'm going under. Why? Well, because yeah. I'm a danger to myself and others. That's very mature of you, Bucky. Well, see ya.
He's like, I could get like real therapy or I can go to sleep and hopefully you can demolition man your way out of this one.
Yeah.
That's what he is, technically. He's like a demolition man.
Yeah. Waking up when Thanos gets here.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he said. He's like, oh.
Wake me up when you need me.
See you in four movies.
Yeah. Then I'll be a hero.
I'll be the new Captain America.
America. Yeah, that is what they are setting up, probably.
Maybe if Chris Evans backs, like, retires from this and Bucky just instantly becomes the captain.
Yeah. Well, I think after Infinity War, like, all the OG Avengers are going to be gone. Like...
Yeah, they're gonna the contracts are over. They're like, we want to do other things now.
Yeah, like Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, like they're all gonna be they're gonna be gone, and then we're gonna have,
all of them are trying to get out of contracts already.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna like new
teams. I don't know why, Jesus. I don't understand.
Yeah,
well, like Chris Pratt probably take up the helm. He's like, I love it. Fucking give me a paycheck. Like I'll be all of them.
America.
Yeah. Well, the new team is gonna be like Doctor Strange and like Ant Man and like Wasp Spider Man. Like
Tom Hiddleston, like he got a contract for like 20 years with Disney. Basically, if you think about it, if you see him as this age, not like the prime Spider Man yet, he still has like a good 20 years of potential movie.
Yeah,
making.
I think Tom Holland's like 19 or something.
He's 19. He got to eat more. Like he's 5 or 6 year old.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Young Spider-Man works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice to like have an actual like Spider-Man who like acts like a teenager or like acts like a kid
and actually is a kid.
Yeah, not like a 30-year-old man.
Well, Maguire wasn't bad. It's just like they gotta get him out of this before everyone starts asking questions.
Yeah.
For a Spider-Man movie, it doesn't remember being able to like college already. It jumps fairly fast. You don't look at the fact that like Maguire was like 29, something like that.
Yeah. And Tobey Maguire was like much. He was way too serious.
Yeah.
Way too serious and sad.
Spider-Man build. I might admit that when he put on the suit was like what a 90s Spider-Man would be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just the everything else was terrible.
Yeah.
This is the other hand. They doubled down on Spider-Man's one. It's its third try, so.
Well, and also like he's home. He's back at Marvel, so Marvel knows what they're doing.
He's homecoming.
Yes.
That's just another thing. So
they put Sony in timeout and just like, all right, guys, we got this.
So I'm kind of wondering what the trip homecoming is going to be like, where it's like takes place right after this, where Spider-Man's kind of like dicking around and like trying out his new tech, and then Tony comes by and it's like, hey, how's your homecoming?
I hope like Tony gives him like the Iron Spider armor or something in like homecoming.
Actually, that's what I thought his thing was showing him, like, how to build his Iron Spider or something. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it was, like, leading up to that.
Mm-hmm.
But the symbol, again, the spider symbol was like, a nice touch, but I thought, like, it would be, like, this is, like, if you touch his button, you become Iron Spider this time.
I thought it was too soon for that. You know, I thought for sure that it was just kind of like, oh, cool, like, that's his way of saying, like, I will make you tech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or like you will have access to this cool shit.
You want a Friday? Here's a girl named Tuesday.
here's a Irish AI who will like talk, like sass you.
In the middle of battle,
yeah.
She will like not help you as much. Yeah, how crappy is your like AI system that's like telling you to stop? It's like, hey, you're not gonna win. Like, what? You're my AI. Help me. Don't give me like secondhand opinions.
You have multiple contusions.
Fuck you.
So, anything else about Civil War you guys wanna that we missed or we should talk about or?
I don't know. I feel like we hit on a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I would do say is like the security that was watching over the exploding news van. Terrible. Like, it seemed like the only person that died was the president of Wakanda. Like, the king of Wakanda.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how he died. He just was dead.
Well, because he...
Well, maybe the blast.
Yeah, maybe the explosion, Chris.
Right, but, like, even the prince was, like, in front
yeah,
of him.
He was, like, 80, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seemed like when they blew up that one... So, like, this movie's just blowing up, like... brown people, because the thing in the Largos was like what caused the like act to get started, but then the blowing up of the like peace talk was like another like, oh, we really gotta get this done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I feel like everything wrapped up too nicely in a weird way, where when they're like, oh yeah, we found a hockey mask like in the closet, like, wait, what? You know, like, we found prosthetics. It looks like Bucky.
Yeah.
And it was Baron Von, what's his name? Zimmer.
Well,
Zimmer, Zemo.
Yeah, that was like a fucking Scooby-Doo thing. I was like, oh, come on.
This still made more sense than like trying to like make a, like, like taking over an alien spaceship.
Yeah.
It's weird that like, instead of going increasing the tech or like increasing the stakes or something crazy, just kind of like some dude wore a mask and blew up a van, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's really low key. I love the fact that that's got away with it. That's like sparked the Civil War. It was like really like anyone can do that kind of thing. Like, you don't need a super villain to just do that.
Well, it's there's been build up, like, because they go through like all the events that happened prior. Like, this was just like the straw that broke the camel's back, basically, because like. You've had the Battle of New York and Sokovia and Washington, D.C.
That's true, that's true.
So, like, this is, like, the final, like, last straw of, like, these damn Avengers?
That's enough for me.
Yeah, I think we covered everything. So, like, yeah, definitely. I don't know why you would still be listening to this, and if you haven't seen it yet. But like, if you haven't seen it,
thank you.
Go see it again at least, because it's yeah.
Go see Dead Exes at least.
There's nothing else. There's nothing really. There's nothing really else this week, this month until like X-Men. So go see this a couple times. and yeah, then we'll I don't know where our next review cast is going to be, but there's a bunch of other big movies coming out this summer, so we'll be back at least a couple more times with one of these during the summer. And yeah, so then now we're Doctor Strange is our next MCU movie, so.
And Spider-Man will return.
Yes. three Marvel movies next year.
Incredible.
And I think going forward it's three every year. So
yeah, it's kind of funny, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How a few years ago we're like, oh man, I hope they make another Spider-Man. You know, and now it's like, ah, fuck me. What are they making now? Jesus. Okay, they're making that into a movie. Shit,
they're making a Squirrel Girl movie.
Yeah. All right, go for it. Fuck yeah, of course I'll see it. Shit.
But yeah, so I think that's going to do it for this review cast. You head to everythingnation.com for all of our regular stuff, and the regular podcast and everything. And yeah, so for Chris and Joe, I'm Zach, and we will see you next time.
For more Everything Action, visit everythingaction.com, email us at contact@everythingaction.com, facebook.com/everything.action, twitter.com/EVAction, everythingaction.tumblr.com, and search for us on the iTunes Music Store and Stitcher.com.